Take your business beyond fast with connectivity and network solutions from Comcast Business. Nationwide, secure, reliable. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus has been spreading, and so has misinformation about it on the internet. Our reporter Sebastian Herrera will join us to explain what tech companies are doing to try to stop it. That's coming up after these headlines. Yesterday, we spoke with our reporter Trip Mickle about Apple's supply chain dependence in China. The company has had to slash its revenue expectations due to the coronavirus outbreak in China's manufacturing hub. Now, the company that assembles iPhones, Foxconn, says its production levels there could be back to normal this month. Foxconn's chairman said Tuesday that their production levels in China have reached 50% of their normal seasonal capacity and that conditions have improved recently as some workers have been allowed to go back to work. And McDonald's is expanding its delivery program, teaming up with Postmates. Starting this week, you'll be able to order delivery from more than 300 McDonald's restaurants in Los Angeles and Dallas. McDonald's had previously worked exclusively with Uber Eats, but as competition for customers has grown, the Golden Arches has started to work with other delivery services, including DoorDash and Grubhub. Up next, on social media, misinformation about the coronavirus has been circulating, even though tech giants are trying to put a stop to it. Our reporter Sebastian Herrera will join us to explain why that is. That's next.
Comcast Business connectivity and network solutions help drive IoT devices, AI, and virtual network applications at peak performance to improve efficiency and customer experience for your business. Rely on Comcast Business for nationwide, secure, reliable performance powered by a gig speed network. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
If you're like most people, you've probably been Googling coronavirus in the past few weeks, a lot. The only problem is you can't believe everything you read on the internet. Misinformation about the virus is being circulated online, especially on social media platforms, despite tech giants' efforts to stamp it out. Our tech reporter, Sebastian Herrera, has been looking into this, and he's here to explain what's going on. Sebastian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, Sebastian, what kind of posts are we seeing cropping up around the coronavirus?
So there's all kinds of posts from different platforms. Probably the biggest example is the claim that the coronavirus was engineered in a lab, that basically was, scientists made it up and that's how how it began. We've seen that on Facebook. We've seen that on YouTube, on Twitter.
So this is like a conspiracy theory.
Exactly. It's a conspiracy theory, about how the virus started. And, besides that, what we're seeing on, for example, Facebook pages or Twitter is a lot of kind of fear mongering in the terms of, saying everything from exaggerating the amount of deaths to, all kinds of things of what goes into the virus and that the virus is a mix of, rat poison and other such things. And so it's kind of really reached a pretty fringe level.
And what are, so you said that you're seeing these kind of posts on Facebook. I know that we've been seeing things on YouTube. What are Google and Facebook and other tech giants trying to do to get rid of this misinformation or to limit this misinformation on their platforms?
So the big platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube, they have all gone pretty similar paths in terms of when people search for coronavirus, the first searches are usually by credible health organizations. A lot of the first content you'll see is from, for example, the World Health Organization, and they're basically making those searches more, or those organizations more relevant within searches. That's the biggest thing. And then Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, they have talked about taking down misleading content, that they're monitoring it. Facebook says that it has, people all over the world that monitor this at all times. And actually, one of the posts that we examined in our story, Facebook flagged, their fact checkers flagged it as a post that was not factual, basically. So those are the kind of different things that they're doing and how they're handling it.
So they're really pushing back against this. But how is this misinformation still being circulated?
If you think about the amount of groups and just people that are, you know, on for example, just Facebook alone, that's billions. There's been so many groups that have been created just to put information up. But a lot of times in comment or in the articles that they post, they're putting not factual information. It's almost like, you know, the tech companies, you know, take down posts or monitor posts, and then just others come up because it's just kind of the nature of the beast of just, it's almost like just a nonstop kind of system. And if it gets shared on one, you know, website, people link it through a different website. And it's just this never ending kind of stream of people posting things, commenting on things. And it kind of is just like a cycle that fuels itself. And since the internet is so obviously widespread and big, it's everything from on what people would classify as fringe sites such as 4chan to it finds ways to funnel itself to big platforms like Facebook.
You spoke to some experts who said that they think what we're seeing in these big on these big sites is basically just the tip of the iceberg. And the experts actually said that this kind of information could be more damaging than false news or fake news around like political discourse. Why is it so dangerous when you see misinformation about something like this virus? What could the impact of this be?
Yeah, so the experts that I talked to, they made some interesting points in terms of, you know, when it comes to health-related issues, you know, for example, if somebody's putting a post up that is discussing the death rate at a much higher rate than it actually, you know, has been, then that will cause people to, you know, freak out and make misinformed decisions, whether it's about their health, that it could be consequential in that way. But also what has been happening is people just selling products like pills online, promoting these kind of like health products that aren't really going to make a difference in terms of this virus. It can get dangerous in that way. So I think what the experts that I talked to were trying to highlight is it's not just like somebody is putting out an ideology. It's that they're trying to scare people into certain things. Or, you know, another issue that's been present online is price gouging. So we've seen items online, you know, be sold, for example, with face masks and hand sanitizer, be sold at much higher values than you typically see. So it's a way of, you know, people taking advantage of the situation and either selling products at higher prices or pointing people to their websites that they run where, you know, they put conspiracy theories. And so it's just kind of a situation that, you know, a lot of people take advantage of.
So we don't usually do this, but just a quick PSA, as people are going online to look for information about the coronavirus, obviously we're vetting all of our sources. We're putting up reputable information. Where else should they be looking for reputable information about the virus?
So again, the World Health Organization has been one of the, if not the leaders of providing factual information about how many cases there are, how many deaths there are. They have, you know, maps. If you go to their website, that's a lot of news organizations. That's, you know, that's the source that they're relying on. And as I mentioned, a lot of the tech platforms have tried to make, you know, their information be surfaced higher. So, you know, definitely a major health organization like that is big. The CDC in the United States is obviously another big organization. So official sources like that, you know, are always going to be more reliable than random people putting posts up on social media or comments or, you know, friends sharing certain things.
And the WHO actually created an account on TikTok to report and then put information up about the virus. So even if people are on TikTok, they can get some reliable information. Reporter Sebastian Herrera, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that was your tech news briefing. Don't forget that if you like this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. And if you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.